Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast that you are about to watch is pre-recorded. Normally, we don't pre-record things too much in advance because we want it to feel fresh.
Yep.
But we do need a little bit of a vacation as well after Christmas time, after New Year's. But I hope you guys enjoy it. And thanks for hanging out during the holidays and everything else. We'll be back with a brand new up-to-date episode next week. So appreciate that.
See you then.
See ya.
I didn't get to talk at all.
Let's go. Bob, number 166.
166 times. Welcome back to Bottom of the Barrel, everybody. I'm Wes Barker. This is Chris Ramsey. Sitting over the corner, we got Greenus.
What's Green, up, everybody?
There he goes. Boom, he's on.
Back from Germany.
Back from Germany.
Fuck yeah.
Flew all the way to Germany on air miles to have sexual relations with a woman.
That's right.
Cashed
it
in.
It was worth it.
It was worth it.
It was fun.
He's like, not saying what happened. Yeah. No. Just say it was worth it.
Yeah.
Wink.
Really? Wink.
Get there, and she's like, yeah, really into some. I don't know. I feel like German women are like crazy. And
I was
sex.
Scared of that, honestly. Oh. That was on my mind a lot.
Well, this is a first timer for you guys.
Because we met the last time we met, we were both really drunk. We didn't do anything too much. We were just like fucking around. We were in bars drinking and walking around and shit. But this time we were like both sober.
Yeah.
We both knew what we were going to get into.
But you've been talking for
months. That's
what's
cool about
really.
Being adults too. We talked, we literally talked about like.
But who knows? She might throw out a toolkit of like, and you're like, oh, I don't
like
know.
Like handcuffs, a fucking, those sticks that police officers have.
Yeah, batons.
Yeah, like a baton or something.
Yeah. But no, you're good.
But no, it was perfect for me. I was very happy.
Good. They were both missionary.
Yeah.
And they were swapping sides, missionary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this.
Yeah,
oh, that's awesome. I'm just having fun picturing it.
Yeah, she's just like no. It was.
Does she speak English?
Not really.
So she can't listen to this pod.
One
so
night
we're good?
We got drunk,
good?
And she did try and speak a bit of English.
Oh, yeah,
so that was cute. It was
that's cool.
That is awesome.
But it's really, no.
Your German's getting so good, by the way.
It's crazy. I was talking to her today, and I was telling her like I can speak without thinking almost.
Right.
Like, you know, I could just just
you're thinking in German.
Almost, yeah.
Right.
Damn.
Cool.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Welcome back. Yeah.
That was an update.
Glad to have you.
We're going to get a camera on Green eventually as well.
We're going to wait for him to get a little...
Yeah, we're waiting for him. Yeah, after the post-op.
Yeah,
to fix whatever's going on here. We don't want to shock the viewers.
But they have to wonder if ever I look like I'm awful on the podcast, because I have to look at them.
Yeah.
And if we made them look at them, they know why I'm always like...
What if we voted every week? We only have this many cameras. Who gets the spotlight?
No, my ego couldn't handle too much rejection.
It flies here. It's just, you just see him.
Come here, just sit over there.
Might as well phone it in.
Fucking cuck chair, pushing buttons. No thanks.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm just like a guy who bought every Instagram ad.
Yeah, you are.
That's my thing today.
That's good.
Yeah.
What was that? Like literally you saw
literally everything you're looking at?
A tiger hat.
You've seen these ads.
This
is a Playboy shirt from the Playboy store
on
Instagram. Don't know what that was doing there. These are glasses from apparently a very reputable company in China.
All right.
And they're like 5 stars, they said. And
doesn't let you look at the internet in those glasses though, does it?
Does it what?
Doesn't let you look at the internet in those glasses?
These no.
China? Since you look at it, it just goes.
Yeah, these are wild. These are, they're not actually this way. This is just from the cigarette smoke. this is just some old guy in China. He's like 89. Yeah. He sent these to me.
And then Tiger King merch at top.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, I literally, again, I'm like, I'm never going to wear this hat.
Yeah,
you're like, right. I got to buy it. And
Oh, the screen went off. Oh. Fuck, he goes to Germany for 3 weeks.
I know, forgets how to do his job properly.
Good Lord.
That's should right. be back.
What do we got? What do we got in the barrel today? We got some things to bring. I'm so excited to talk to you, man.
Yeah. Dude, I've been everywhere. I've been in buttfuck northern Alberta. Then I went to the St. Lucia's Martinique. You ever been to... No, you haven't been anywhere, but like Martinique is a fucking little French spot. It's all French there.
Right.
It's like, I didn't expect that. I get off of the cruise ship I'm on.
Yeah.
And it's just everything's French. Felt like I was
That's
here.
Like in near Bahamas?
Yeah. I was going from Bahamas up to St. Kitts, and there's a whole bunch of islands there. Holy shit, man. Every island I went to, I'd never been to. Amazing. But I was not expecting the French one.
Yeah, I get enough of that here. I'm all right.
Yeah. But, yeah.
No, I don't need more French.
That's
yeah.
That's probably true. But I'm amazed why Americans would go there, because they seem like they don't like to go to places that don't speak English very well.
Yeah.
So I was very surprised.
That's true.
But a lot of them did stay on the boat, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
They got off. They got to the port part, and it's always after the cruise ship, it's always super English.
Yeah.
Or just super tourist, everything.
Right.
And you take one more step and it becomes the real world.
Yeah.
And a lot of them just circled back. And they're like, nope. Don't like this.
They don't enjoy it.
Oh. Yeah. That was pretty fun, though.
That's awesome. Is that like a free cruise for you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, dude.
They charged
so much to work on that.
Yeah, they paid me so much to go there. Yeah, it's so sick. And I only had to do one show.
Like yeah. You only had to do one? Because sometimes it's like, what is it? Is it at least a show every 3 days or something?
You have to be prepared to do two separate 45-minute shows.
Right.
That's a lot of material.
But then after like a certain amount of days, they could just add on two shows or whatever it is?
They never make you do more than perform two nights. Never. Okay. But like this one, they're like, perform one night. So you just take all your best shit, stick it in one show, and everyone thinks you're a god. But little do they know you stole from the other show, right?
Yeah, and the other magician.
You stole from the other magician. Yeah.
And the other comedian.
Yeah. I was back on the same ship with that fucking guy that was on Baywatch, the same as last time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he was back there.
We talked about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing just as good as you are.
Yeah. Yeah, we're the same.
He did the same amount again.
Yeah, he did advise me to save more money in my life, though. I'm like,
was he future you?
I'm like, I'm going to make it. And he's like, I was you. And I'm like, I'm going to make it, Tom. Yeah,
I have this theory, right? This was you. You just met yourself.
No.
What did he look like? Describe him to me.
He's 5'8".
Yes, go on.
Super white.
Yeah.
Balding, but not bald.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I got glasses now. Yeah,
did he ask you to go on Ozempic?
He did not ask me to go on Ozempic.
Or what was the...
No. Fuck,
is that
right.
The hair drug?
Yeah, no, the hair drug, that's fenistride.
Oh, yeah, fentanyl.
Fentanyl, yeah. He asked me to go on fentanyl for my
hair. Yeah, fenistride.
Yeah. Ozempic, if you're fat or a diabetic.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
I thought that's what people were overdosing on.
No.
Probably. Got them all mixed
up. Yes, definitely both also. Yeah, I might have met future me twice now.
All right.
That's good, actually. That's fuck.
Whatever. Yeah, what else was...
Our buddy fucking Nelson's trying to climb Everest again.
I
think we should shout that out on the pod.
I think so. And well, depending on.
Well, he might have been up by now.
Yeah,
no,
this goes up next week.
Mm. Well, I liked one of his photos.
Yeah.
And then he sent me back. He's like, because he knows I'm coming to do base camp with him, right? And then, so then he was like, we got to get Chris to come. He sent me this message back. He said, we got to convince Chris because I think I'm going to go, next year sometime. I'm going
convince
to base
me
camp.
To what?
To come to base camp. And I don't worry, I got your back, Chris. I said, hey, dude, literally can't imagine any scenario. Like, he can go totally bankrupt and his family dies in a fiery, fiery burn. And then we offer him a cool $5 million. Plus, we're going to resurrect his favorite brother, right, over here, Green. Yeah. And I'm like, and he wouldn't even blink. He would say, no, thanks, I'm going back to my old tiling job. That's what I told him.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't even do it to save Nana's life. And I agree.
I agree
with myself.
Yeah,
you would have to physically kidnap me.
Yeah, that's
and
the plan.
Bring me to Tibet.
Yeah, he thinks. I don't know why he thinks that you're going to all of a sudden be a different person.
You're
buying Instagram fucking ads. You're
that's
not
all I'm doing. Yeah,
unless you offer.
This is me now. I'm this guy. I'm so fulfilled, dude. You have no idea, Nelson. You have no idea how fulfilling it is to just instead of climbing a mountain, scaling a mountain, is just getting every single targeted ad. And buying everything and then just being so fulfilled with all these things, all these physical objects. Like, you have no idea, dude. You really need to
get his life together.
Yeah, you need to get your life together. Stop wandering. It's all right here. You don't even have to move.
Yep.
You can sit where you are and just everything comes to you. And
but if he gets to
I
the
feel
top,
so fulfilled.
If he gets to the top, though, he'll be the first guy to ever climb Everest. Oh, wait, no, that's not true. It's been climbed thousands and thousands of times.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing, Nelson?
Yeah, Nelson, that's what you got to do.
I feel like if you offered...
Obviously, I'm kidding. Obviously, I'd much rather be on a fucking cold-ass mountain with no oxygen, dude. Obviously, I'm kidding.
Well, I wish him luck. I don't know if he's up there or not yet.
Yeah, good luck, Nelson. I think he can hear us.
Yeah, I think so. They got Wi-Fi up there now, I'm sure of it.
We have a few things I want to get through
this
episode. One of which is we got to do Bob Talk.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So let's cut in a Bob Talk.
Yo, Christmas came early on this one before we do fucking Bob Talk.
Wait, why?
Because my brother. Okay. Yeah. Let me do this. This is pretty fucking funny. So my brother, for those who don't know,
he drunk dialed us like 8 times.
Yeah. Yeah. So my brother sells farm equipment. In fucking Alberta, right? But he loves sending in on Bob Talk. And anyways, he always puts out social media videos for the company he works for, Chinook Equipment, right?
Yeah.
Because he's like, we can sell more tractors online to farmers if I do TikTok or whatever. Like, I don't know why he's the only one trying that, but yeah. He's like, I better try it. Anyways, they had their company Christmas party, and one of the guys that works there cut a blooper reel of my brother's videos. And I have like a hot 58-second clip that this guy sent me of...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Of my brother's videos that were never meant to see the light of day. Yeah. And it's so fucking funny.
Oh, let's go. We got it here?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Get that volume up.
Oh, Nick.
Right. Volume's going to be coming from the computer here. But
all right. We'll cut it in.
Nick here at Chinook Equipment. How you doing today? Hey, hey, hey. We got mixers from Vermeer. We got mixers from Tree Elite. We got mixers for your operation. Two models, they got to go. We need you to take them. Ladies and gentlemen, contact us at Chinook Equipment.
How do you feel about this, Caden? You ready? This unit here has a... Fuck me, running.
Take your family out with you. Take your wife out. You don't have to farm alone. We're here for you. We're here with you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Nick Barker, Chinook Equipment. If this looks like it doesn't fit me, well, that's because it doesn't fit me. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for watching.
Take care. Should I get it up like this, eh? I can't. Oh, fuck yes, dude.
I was never supposed to see the internet, but now there you go. 20,000 people, Nick. I love that last, ladies, is this what you need? Men, is this what you want?
Oh, my God. Oh, he is... Michael Scott.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's so great.
It's amazing. He kills it in that industry, dude.
He does, dude.
Kills it.
Yeah, no one else is out there posting tractors.
No, they're not. Oh, anyways, if you're buying a tractor in Alberta, fucking get it from Chinook Equipment.
I'm sold.
All right, let's do a Bob Talk now.
All right, I guess sign in.
Oh, man, that kills me.
Very funny. You know what's crazy? Because I bought everything on an ad, yeah. My phone knows that this is all mine because I have like a face recognition for a lot of these apps.
Yeah.
And there's like no problem. It's like, I got a beard, glasses, and a hat. And
my phone does not recognize me if I wear any kind of glasses.
Yeah, because you look like everyone else.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be very specific.
I watched a video the other day that I thought
this looks like, what is this?
Who is
GTA
that?
GTA character? Yeah. It's not supposed to recognize
it. It's a homeless...
GTA character.
Yeah. Because
we got an Alberta here.
Could be Nick again. He's like getting featured there today.
Hold on. Alberta.
He's got lots to say.
Whether you're happy or you're broken, it's time to crack one open. Call 844 Bob Talk.
Hey, this is Eric Tuckler, and I don't know why, but Bob should have a T in it because it's bottom of the barrel. See you guys.
I don't think that's Eric.
That's definitely not Eric.
Part of me is like, no, is he good at, but he's very bad at
any kind of accent.
Yeah.
Any kind of, no.
That's not like a guy trying to sound like Eric.
No. That's a guy that thought that we might not know that the word the is missing from.
But it's his area code. Oh, so really? It might be his phone. Oh. So it might be one of Eric's buddies. Alabama.
Hey, guys. Jeff from all the way from down south Alabama. Anyway, predicament. Worked with a chick. Shot my shot. Scored, but not fully. Now, the problem is she has an OnlyFans. And she doesn't keep a secret. Posted on social media and everything. I am a purveyor of said OnlyFans. So, do I eventually let her know that I've masturbated to her? Or do I just keep that under wraps? Thanks, guys. COVID.
All right. He said, damn, he said the fucking word.
He was good stuff there.
Dude, that is a great call. A Thank you so there. Much.
Appreciate the honesty.
Love that. That's exactly what we were asking for. He wants our advice.
I think
fuck. We need a shot first.
Yeah, definitely.
He said,
"I got a magic word." I got a lot of thoughts here. Oh yeah, it's good to have a sign, just in case you forget how to spell it. What do we got? Did you take some at home or something? Or we keep drinking it.
I've been coming here at night a lot, just in my pajamas. Yeah.
I wonder if there's any in that barrel. There should be like Jameson still in there.
In this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're aging it.
There's not a lot left, eh? No, that's all right.
Well, it's that time of year.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, like where we restock.
Oh, yeah.
This is just empty.
Oh, yeah. I guess they can't even hear you. They're not even on mic.
Oh, I was talking to you.
Yeah, great.
All right. I got some Toki Suntory Japanese whiskey, 43%. My voice just went out. What's happening here?
Bill Clinton there. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. He's about to serenade you with some saxophone.
So, I'm waiting until after we have a little bit of this, I think.
Let's recap that question.
He already follows this chick. So what is it? He already follows this chick on Instagram. No, on OnlyFans. Right?
I'm gonna fucking die.
And then he asked her out. Is that what he did? He asked her out?
He was working with her.
He shot a shot.
He shot a shot.
Scored sorta.
And scored sorta. Not sure what that means.
So I think he's got a date with her.
Yeah.
I think. And but he's like, this is a big thing. He already sees her naked and yanks it to her, right? Which is great. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
She knows then, because she can see who's subscribed, obviously.
I think she'd be flattered.
I think she already knows.
Yeah.
She, unless she has so many OnlyFans that she doesn't keep track, but I'm sure she knows.
I think.
I stopped to my buddy's girlfriend.
I think
once
text her mom and ask her just to be sure.
They knew.
Text her father to ask her just to be sure.
That's just it.
If he should tell her about this, and maybe if the father even knows, maybe he should know.
No, I think he, definitely. He probably runs her OnlyFans. He's probably like her money manager guy, right? So yeah, text her dad, ask him what he thinks.
Because, because if the local priest hears out about this, he's not going to be happy.
No.
He's not going to be happy.
That
is a sin.
That would be pretty, that's like a fantasy, hey, when you're like, subscribe to someone's OnlyFans, and then you're like, maybe get a date with them. That's like a big.
That is huge.
It's like a fucking.
Yeah, I got to admit, that's huge.
Yeah, that's like pretty, like good for you. Like, I don't know, I wouldn't even know if I'd have the balls to shoot my shot if I was already looking at someone's,
Yeah, good for him for, like, that's crazy. That's like, there's like high school crush.
Yeah.
Then there's like OnlyFans crush. Where in high school, at one point, she was in your vicinity.
Yeah.
OnlyFans could be anywhere.
What are we thinking about?
It's the whole internet, right?
But they obviously live
it's pretty crazy.
Near each other, right? Because they work together. Unless he works at OnlyFans, also hilarious. But what's the state of Alabama girls these days? Is she hot, are we thinking? That's what I want to know.
She's got OnlyFans. There's something desirable about her. If he's subscribed, so he like listen, any girl who you would subscribe to her OnlyFans, you know, I feel like that's a good sign.
Yeah,
that means you're really digging this girl. You know, I would 100% bring it up, but not until you've like maybe gotten to know her a little bit better. Because like to be the first, actually, I don't know.
I wouldn't.
Fuck,
I wouldn't,
man, that's a hard predicament. That's a good question. What would you do? Hold on. Can we ask him?
Yeah. It's not going to be a funny answer, but I would say like basically tell her. She likes, if you're on OnlyFans, you like the attention to a certain extent.
Yeah.
So it's going to be flattering in my mind. It would be flattering for her to be like, hey, I follow you. I think you're super hot. So let's go on a date.
Yeah, his answer sucks, dude. Fuck that answer.
I wouldn't say I jerked off to you, you know? Yeah. I don't think I would.
See, he feels weird because he just spent probably the equivalent of like 20 years worth of OnlyFans payments on a flight to go see a chick.
Yeah.
To bust a couple times.
That's a great point.
But this guy's busting multiple times a week for a fraction of a fraction.
What a deal.
Fuck yeah.
What a deal.
He's got 20 years of life on you now. Fuck. Think about
it. Way more money now.
So much more money.
I feel like you're like a peeping Tom in the barrel now that you sit there. You like look over like you get off on Comedy Genius and you're over there yanking it, looking in the barrel at us.
Staring at your eyes, Wes.
Yeah.
We don't know what's on that monitor, honestly. Yeah. This is what he's showing us.
That's
it's not
true. Fucking great call, man. What a call.
Yeah. God, so I hope that helped. Honesty is the best policy, I think, in that situation.
Yeah.
And I think the earlier, the better.
No, lie for as long as you possibly can.
Yeah. That would be my initial.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Yeah.
Not the best advice, maybe. I'm doing it because fuck it.
Now that you've said it on air,
yeah,
you can't lie about it. You put it out there.
I can lie.
You got it. No, you got it. You got to come clean.
Yeah, he'd be like, no, but babe, I follow so many chicks on OnlyFans. It's not just you. It's not weird. There's hundreds of
and
them.
And dudes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I wonder how, I'm curious. I have so many more questions.
Yeah, OnlyFans is fun.
I'm coming to Alabama.
It's a fun thing in our society.
Yeah.
That like, you know, you go to these ancient Roman bathhouses and brothels and stuff.
Yeah.
Where there was this whole interaction. There were tokens. You know, it was this whole,
yeah,
you know, industry. To now that, but virtually with real people that aren't even close to you. I don't know. There's something very crazy to think of that like 100 years ago or whatever, you know, to be like, what? You could crush on a girl thousands of miles away.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, that's it's wild.
Imagine those guys in World War One in the mud staring at a fucking black and white photo of like,
yeah,
just this photo of her when she's 14 taken in like a, you know,
exactly.
Right? Like she's age appropriate now, but you're just looking at this old
your class photo. And you're like, oh yeah, like, can't wait to get home to this and pump some babies into her.
Oh man, we got a better society now.
Yeah. Yeah. We romanticize it.
Yeah.
Now. You know, obviously, but that's what it was. You'd get married at 16 and have kids easily, easy back then, easy.
The U.S. they just had this like oldest, longest marriage ever. Something they've been. He turned 102 and she turned 98 or something, and like they've been married for 84 years. I can't remember what it is.
You do the math.
You do the math.
She's 14.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
Now, 84 years later, but it wasn't fine then. Yeah. So
and then he's
funny.
Showing his buddies like, oh.
Yeah, look at this.
I'm going to fill her up when I get back, you know, and you're like, you can't do that. That's a hero.
Yeah, some guys needed to die in the mud.
Yeah.
That's a hot take.
Yeah, it is a hot take. Something I'm not even going to bring up the vibrations.
5 years ago, dude. It's okay. Yeah.
I was thinking too what we're going to end up doing with the vibrator races.
Yeah.
With your approval, pending your approval. This is our official meeting.
Yeah, I was going to say, where are they?
This is our board meeting. We have these once a week.
Okay.
At bottom of the building. No, what was it? Business on the building. There you go. Yeah, we got the vibrator, but I'm thinking we're going to choose two people who've commented recently.
Yeah.
So we'll just choose their names, not their comment or whatever. We're just going to choose their names.
Yeah.
So if you're commenting, you're automatically...
you're in to win it.
Exactly.
And then we just...
And we're going to send you something.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got t-shirts. You want to hand me one of those?
We got t-shirts, mate?
We still have them. They're the ones we were giving away at the shows.
Oh, we gave up.
Yeah, we still have a bunch of them. No, we got more coming. We got other merch coming.
Yeah, I thought
But this is, let's get to the bottom of it.
I missed them.
You got our, you know, and these are good.
And mine doesn't fit me anymore, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, they are a size smaller.
Yeah, and I think I picked up my ambitious size when I got it.
They are tight. They are tight. So if we'll size you up, we'll try to anyways, or else we'll just, I don't know, we'll send you a deck of cards or something.
We'll find,
so
we'll find a way.
Yeah, if you're commenting, we're going to choose you, and we're going to, you know, change it up every week.
Yo, do you know? Sorry, are you done?
Well, I was going to have a Vibrace.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
So you want to do that?
Yeah.
Get out of the way?
Sure.
All right, but go ahead.
No, because like I just...
Green, you want to grab it?
I just heard something about losing weight. I was talking about feeling fat in that shirt. Yeah. Okay. Say you lose 20 pounds.
Yeah, look at this.
I've been looking at it. Trust me, that's all I've been seeing, dude.
You can't see it on this one.
That shirt should be a zipper, not a button.
Yeah, it's
rough.
Look at that.
On the table.
Dude, look at that.
Would you right in the middle here?
It has been.
So, Chris, what do you think the weight... Where do you think the weight goes when you lose 20 pounds?
Huh?
How do you think it comes... Where does it go?
What weight?
Like, if you're going to lose 20 pounds, where does your body weight go? I got
it. It burns.
This is going to be crazy. So how is it actually leaving your body?
It burns.
You think... Okay, what does that mean, though, to you?
It means there's evaporations, like a...
This is going to be fucking crazy. So 16% of it comes out in your bodily fluids, sweat, piss, whatever.
Okay.
84% carbon dioxide, and you breathe it out. That's how you lose weight. There you go. That's the reaction I'm looking for.
Are you fucking serious?
So if we breathe more, we fucking get it. You know?
Is that what it is?
I have no idea. That's what happens. Because it is, I don't know. I just looked it up and it's like.
Don't we just shit it out?
No. It's 16%, sure. 84%, you're.
Oh, 16% you're shitting it out?
84% coming out your mouth.
We're shitting out of our mouths.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm saying.
What?
Vibrate it up.
That is a hot take. All right, so who are the two names?
We got Christina, KL18HW.
Great name.
Versus...
Beautiful name.
Johnny Risto.
I got Johnny Risto here in the blue.
All right. I got pink over here.
Christy one? Something?
Christina.
Yeah, Christina.
I'm just doing one. You can choose your own adventure.
Just
though.
One.
We'll do one.
Okay. All right.
Ready?
Yeah, go.
Ah! And they're off. Johnny Risto, you're pulling up the rear.
I gave my little shove at this.
Yeah, I noticed that. But Johnny's bopping by.
Oh, no. Let's go.
Come on, Johnny. No. Get in there, Johnny. Johnny's in the lead right
now. I'm stuck. They don't want to turn around. They turn around, you're dead in the water.
Oh, they can spin and really get some advantage, though, because they can bat each other out of the way. These little bouncy bastards.
This is a good one.
Let's go, Johnny. Yes, Johnny. Johnny pulling a commanding lead. Ooh. Oh, taking over the other side. Johnny's going to take this home, no problem. Christy, you got hung up too bad. Yeah, Johnny, pull out. There we go.
GG's. That was fun. Yeah.
Smell like ass.
Yeah, they smell like someone's butthole.
I don't know how to shut them off.
You got to keep your fingers on them.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. I know how to shut them off. You got to sit on them real hard.
Thank you, sir.
For a long time.
Good job. Good game, everybody. Johnny Risto, you're getting whatever we're getting you.
Yeah.
All right. There's someone who keeps commenting that they haven't got their shirt from years ago. Let it go.
Block them.
That shirt's not coming.
Block them. Delete them.
Sorry. We tried.
Yeah. What I actually thought, and this is maybe a sketch we'll do.
Yeah.
I was like, we just send them blackmail.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah,
so if somebody doesn't get their... So here's my plan.
Okay.
We send them something, no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. We promise them the world, mm-hmm. but then we send them nothing. They get coal.
Yeah.
And if they complain, we hire a team of people to dig up blackmail. Love and it. We send them. Oh, no. Okay. Start over.
Yeah.
If we sell whatever we want on the internet, whatever we want, right? Uh-huh. Somebody buys it.
Yeah.
We send them a box of blackmail. Mm-hmm. I'm talking receipts. I'm talking photos. We hire a whole team.
We spend so much more money blackmailing them than it would cost to send them the original product.
They're never going to. And they can't tell anyone.
Yeah, well, how could you?
Yeah, and they'll never get their product.
And if we don't find any dirt, we'll make dirt.
We'll make dirt.
Honey pot.
Yeah.
Throw someone in there. Ruin your marriage.
That's our business model. And guess what? Guess what? No one hears about it.
No.
No one. No one hears about it ever.
This is just a joke right now. Yeah. You can play this joke.
We can sell whatever we want. Mm-hmm. And then with our team of blackmail investigators.
Yeah.
We'll just go in there and give them a box. They'll get a box and be like, what's this? And it's like, holy shit, how did he know? And it's just like your fraudulent transactions. And
one of my very first theater shows ever, I had no money. So I had these shirts made, but it's really expensive to make custom shirts.
Yeah.
So I showed the custom shirt that I had made. It looked really cool. But I just had a box of plain white shirts.
Right.
Because they're $4 each. And then so I showed the shirt. I'm like, who wants a shirt? And I had all these other ones wrapped in elastic bands. And I'm bombing them into the crowd. And people are diving over each other, grabbing these shirts. It was fucking, it was rock star pandemonium. But they're all just white shirts. And then over the course of the show, you hear like, oh. And it was a great joke. And I at the end, I'm like, if you have a white shirt, like, I'll sign it. I just came clean. I'm like, I was too broke for this shit. I couldn't get them all of it. The whole process in doing it was just gold.
So funny.
It was so funny.
That is so funny.
I loved it.
Yeah. I've always wondered.
Economics, baby.
Like, because we've thrown out shirts at shows before. Mm-hmm. But about, like, and we just go, I guess you go large, right?
Yeah.
But like, is that always the play? I don't know. I've never caught a shirt at a concert or a basketball game or something. And I always wonder, is that a small? Are they just like, oh, these are mediums? Or
so what you do, you catch whatever size.
Yeah.
You open it. And then you be honest with yourself, yeah. And you just look around, and now you get to be a hero, right? You're like, I'm not a woman small,
right?
So you just find, right?
Or you look at, or you look at the little child that wants it, that it would fit, and you say, you know what though, this is a memory for me.
Yeah,
it's like, this is a memory for me, and I'd like to keep, I'd like to hold on to that for as long as I can until I give this away.
Are helping the memory cement in my brain.
I'm just not ready to give it away right now. Mm-hmm. I'll give it away later.
That's what it is.
But right now, I kind of, this means a lot to me.
That feels good.
Yeah.
I like that.
And and so hopefully the sick kid will recover from that.
I think so. If you give him time, that's all they need. Time heals all wounds.
Yeah, dude.
Even stage 5 cancer.
Stage 5?
Is that enough?
I think it stops at 4.
I think it stops at 4.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah, stage 5.
Yeah, we're all gonna have stage 5 one day.
Yeah, we all get that for sure.
I've got a few things to bring up.
Yeah.
And because this is business on the building. We're gonna stick to that. I've got some notes here.
You wanted to do some fucking empty threats.
Empty threats is fun.
Yeah, it's a fun idea you had, and I don't understand how it works fully, but I get it.
Yeah.
So do I have to threaten you? I'll threaten you.
But if you don't stop,
I will fucking threaten you.
If you don't fucking stop right now,
yeah,
I will kill you and dress you up like my mother and fuck you.
Okay.
You understand?
That doesn't feel empty though. That felt real.
That was actually just a personal fantasy of mine. I'm sorry about that.
Now we'll start the segment.
All right.
Oh my god! So how does this work? Do we just
I will piss on your dad's dick if you don't stop this right now.
We're talking. I will eat your grandmother's ashes with a fucking spoon, dude. With a fucking spoon, I will spoon it out and just eat them. Cornflakes. That's what I'll do.
God damn it. I will wake your wife up every night for a month. That's it. That's what I'll do. I'll just wake her up in the middle of the night. She'll blame you. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll do.
I like it.
Yeah.
How many of these were supposed to do? Because I only wrote
fucking
one.
Six more. Six. You give up? You concede?
I'm just trying to.
Dude, if you don't concede right now,
uh-huh.
I will take you grocery shopping for a week. The entire 24/7 just roaming aisles.
All right. I will climb on your chest and I will floss your molars, dude. I will get in there and I will floss them. That's so clean, they're going to bleed.
I will throw you down a water slide into a pool of vinegar and razor blades.
I will fit your whole dick in my mouth.
All right, I give up.
He wins.
Oh, Green, you got one, Green? Because if you don't fucking, if you don't have an empty threat right now, I swear to God, I will find a way to cut your brakes without you knowing before we leave here tonight.
Shit.
And watch you die.
I will come to your house. I will dress up. We will make a very elaborate play. You will think you're hallucinating, but...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'll convince you that it is a new Lord and Savior. I will make you commit to a whole new religion. Use that religion to make you fly to Germany and marry that poor woman who you sodomized when you went over there, right? And then, and only then, I will come clean, right? Chris will dress up and make another costume. You will change religions, becoming a Muslim, get radical, move to the Middle East, get involved with the war, right? And then and only then will we tell you it was just us pranking you.
Just prank, bro.
Shit, dude.
Yeah.
I got one, but I feel like it's like really dark.
I mean, we've said some pretty outrageous things that I hope no one will ever take out of context.
Yeah, I think I said a lot of things right there.
I said a lot of things I regret.
Yeah.
I feel so guilty right now.
I don't.
I have this lump in my chest. Okay, go.
okay. I feel like, I don't know, man. I feel bad.
You can't say it, eh?
I feel so bad. I was thinking about it earlier. I'm like, oh, it's actually just
dude,
gross.
if you don't say it right now, I swear to God, I will
donate to the fucking KKK on your behalf your name.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'll kill your dad.
Uh-huh.
Wear his skin.
Oh.
Get in a time machine, go back in time, and molest you when you were a kid.
Oh shit, yeah. You're gonna beat off my uncle. You're about to get in a fist fight with a big man.
You're gonna have to kill his dad again. look at him, he feels so bad.
Yeah, I'm all red in the face.
That's on the internet now.
Yeah. Oh. It's forever.
Dude, that's on the internet forever. You're fucked.
Well, good. Yeah, don't fuck with me.
Fucked. You're
don't
never going to get another job for another puzzle influencer.
This podcast is wild.
We got some work to do on that segment, but I like it.
I got somebody who has some empty threats. I could show you guys a little quick video while we're on this
subject. Yeah, hit it. Let's go.
Just a little. Might want to bleep some stuff out already.
Oh, we're going to bleep things out?
I feel like I'm not in focus anymore. Am I still in focus over there? I keep looking at myself and I'm like, am I in focus?
I'm pretty sure you're in focus.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I focused that shit.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson getting angry.
Nice. I can't see it.
Oh, shit.
Put your mind straight.
There it is. There it is. We see it.
You can't touch me. You're not man enough. I'll eat your ass on the live, you bitch. Fuck you, you hoe. Come and say in my face. Fuck you, ass for everybody. You bitch. Come on, you bitch. You're scared coward. You got man enough to fuck with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch.
So terrifying.
Look at you scared now, you hoe. Scared like a little white pussy. Scared of the real man. I'll fuck you till you love me.
I like his. He's much more eloquent than Muhammad Ali.
Dude, you know? That is the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'll fuck you till you love me is pretty great.
Yeah.
Coming from him.
Yeah.
It's fucking scary.
He's spitting on you.
Yeah.
He's like out of his mind. His voice is cracking. That's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
That's like you are in the jungle and a silverback, you come across a little silverback just sitting there looking at you all of a sudden and then gets up. You're like, oh shit, I'm going to shit myself. I'm going to die covered in my own shit.
Well, even like, you know, it was all like, he's just talking stuff, you know, but it's scary.
Yeah.
Then he bit that guy's ear off.
Yeah. No, he's
like,
he means it.
He means it.
He's the only one that ever meant it.
He means it.
Yeah. No one ever really meant it because afterwards they hug.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, they put the muzzle back on him and they're like, you go back.
I say O.J. Simpson, greatest lawyer team ever.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson might have the greatest PR team ever.
Greatest PR team.
Because
you're fucking right about that.
You're coming back
shit.
from rapes and biting ears off, and he's still a prominent figure, and everyone's like, he's not fighting anymore. He's tame. He's a nice guy.
That is a crazy comeback.
Welcome on the pod to discuss anytime, Mike.
Hey, but you know what I like about this story, though?
Yeah.
Is that although that's true, if you've seen him, you fully believe that he's been through hell. The guy takes like what, like 3.5 grams of shrooms just to like fucking cope with anything
probably
during the day.
Yeah, fucked up, man.
Yeah. He's didn't he lose he lost his kid
bro, I mean, oh yeah,
yeah, He lost his kid,
too. Oh, in a treadmill accident.
In a treadmill accident.
Holy fuck, that's some Eric Clapton shit. Yes.
Yeah.
Look it up for you, just not for here, for you. But Mike Tyson's kid, he beat it to death at the treadmill.
I don't think they have video.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how it happened. But, yeah.
I will never talk shit about Mike Tyson. I swear to God.
No, I'm not going to.
All day long,
Mike Tyson.
I will shit on Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
If it meant not having to talk shit about
that fake accent, motherfucker. Mike Tyson. Did you know he was Irish? Steve Irwin's Irish. Did that accent just for the show.
It is true.
Hot take.
I did know that.
Okay.
The thing I see here is his daughter died.
Yeah.
By hanging.
Oh, was it hanging?
I don't know how. Yeah,
oh, because he said in an interview that it was a treadmill accident. I'm like listening to him talk about it.
Maybe she, yeah.
Maybe so. Maybe that was the other kid.
Oh, wow. But
maybe that's why. I don't know, dude. Yeah. It's all getting too dark for me.
Fish out of the water, baby.
Somehow she was playing on a treadmill.
With a noose around her neck.
And there's a cord that hangs under the console.
Oh, my God.
So it's both.
Fucking A. Ooh.
This isn't comedy. This isn't a funny podcast.
Yeah, dude.
Why did I bring that up?
People came here for the laughs.
Why did I talk about that?
Yeah, why did you guys even mention that?
Why did I say this out loud?
Yeah, dude, never mention that again, Wes.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Spin the wheel or something. Yeah, cut the tension here, please. Jesus Christ. I feel like Mike Tyson's going to kill us in any second.
I recommend not mouthing off Mike Tyson. Did I roll my R there a little bit?
Don't know.
I recommend.
Do you have any recommends?
I had a good one the other day, and of course it just left my goddamn brain. I had such a good one. Oh! January 1st,
sorry, I gotta watch this video. Study permits will be raised to reflect the current cost of living. A single applicant will need to show that they have $20,635 in funds to support themselves in Canada, moving up from $10,000. Future increases will be tied to the lower income cutoff. That's fucking bullshit. Alright, sorry.
What the fuck was that?
It was the first thing on my TikTok.
Okay.
That sounded crazy though, like having to money to go to school.
Yeah.
I
wasn't listening. You're the one watching the video, both dude.
That was on our Bob.
Oh, I watched it's boring. I don't want to say that. It's boring. It's too boring.
I was honestly just trying to look through my bookmarked, because I bookmark things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Holy.
There you go. Finally.
This is insane. Clip this. You're gonna want to clip this. Artie? Write it down. Okay. Cut it here. Artie, this is a clip. I'm telling you. Did you know pilots have playing cards?
Say what? Pilots, like airline pilots.
Pilots have trading cards. They have trading cards. Did you know?
No, I did not know. I don't believe this. How?
Look this up. This is insane. I don't even know if I should be talking about this because I want to do this for myself before they run out of trading cards.
How is this possible?
There's videos right now. Check this out. There's videos right now of a ton of people on a bunch of different flights. I see Delta a lot because not all the airlines do it.
Yeah, okay.
But the pilots have this foiled, holographic, amazing collectible trading card of the plane.
The narcissism.
But if you ask them for it, they have to give you one.
Love it.
And people are collecting them.
Well, this is like...
I've never wanted anything more in my life.
The fucking cops on horseback. The horses have them. Playing cards. Trading cards.
What?
You can ask a horse.
Look at this. Bring this first pitch up.
Oh, that's sick. Those are way better than the horse ones.
Yeah, and there's videos. Show this, like, here, grab one of the videos.
What?
Just go videos at the top.
This
there.
Is all Delta, man.
And maybe one of the TikTok videos there. This one here. The one, the vertical one.
I can't play TikTok videos for some reason.
He says card ?
Mm.
That's the whole thing. Oh, you get it.
That's get crazy.
It. Yeah.
Who do you think has the most expensive card, like a rookie card in hockey? You know, like the dude who landed on the river, you know, that.
Yeah. Sully?
Or
whatever.
Or the dudes who flew into the towers.
Yeah.
Do they have cards?
Yeah.
Whoa. Those must be rare.
Oh.
The planes that went into the tower?
Yeah. You got to be fireproof, those ones.
Allegedly.
All right. That's crazy, man. That. It's okay, but you're gonna feel like a real asshole.
Those got to be worth a pretty penny.
We gotta find out what airline because you're gonna feel like a real asshole walking.
Delta.
Like you walk up to America, and you're like, you have a trading card. The guy's gonna be like, what? Get out of my cockpit.
No, but he's gonna think you're. He'll be like, he'll give you a tour of the cockpit. Actually, probably that's after that. Yeah, he'll be like, aw. He'll look at you, and go, aw.
Do you want to push a button?
You made it so far.
okay, shit, that's cool. What do we clip that for?
I don't know. I thought it'd be a really interesting clip.
It is interesting.
Well, yeah.
Recommend
it'd be way cooler if you had one from your trip to New York and you're like, here, this is one.
Duh.
And I had it.
Fuck. All right. Clip it out. Cut it out. And then we'll put in the clip of that happening when it happens instead.
That's good.
You had the Harry Potter thing.
Huh?
I had a Harry Potter thing?
Limousa or something like that, you know?
That stupid video. I was drunk when I sent you that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I fucking...
Play it!
I prepared it.
You forgot about this?
I was hammered. And I remember now. I was watching dumb shit online.
Yeah, I watched it. I was like, it's pretty funny.
It's not funny at all, but I'm like, let's do it.
So remember, children, it's Wingardium Leviosa.
I've seen this. This is super old.
Yeah.
Wingardium Leviosa. Stop it, Rod. Stop. Wingardium Leviosa. Stop. Ronald Weasley. It's Leviosa. Leviosa.
You sent this to him.
So drunk.
Why did you send this?
I don't know.
He just sent me a text that night. He was like, hey. Get this ready for the pod. Chris is gonna love this.
It's like, I'm so glad we had to watch that.
It's like 15 years old.
Yeah. I was wondering how I could bring it up to. I'm like, how am I gonna?
That's great. Terrible recommendation.
That was a perfect recommendation.
Yeah, it was perfect in a terrible way. Yeah. Or terrible in a perfect way.
Oh,
I don't have another shot of this.
Fuck yeah, that's the thing, man. Where when I'm on the boat. I have a lot of time on my hands. So drink.
How much time did you spend in the boat?
I was there 3 nights.
Oh yeah.
And
one show, 3 nights?
Yeah, I mean you do 2 shows in 1 night, so I do 45 right. minutes, clear the room, reset, clear the room. Boom.
Cheers.
Cheers, brother.
Oh. Here, I'll have a beer.
So fucking doing the video that I put on Instagram that got 8 million views where I bounced the beer on my head.
Right, yeah.
So I'm doing that trick. On the second show, the late show, and the boat is fucking rocking.
That's what I was gonna say.
I never even considered it.
Right.
I'm like, oh my God. So the audience is like on the edge. Like the people told me afterwards in the lounge, like, I was holding my breath, dude. It was so intense.
Whoa.
I'm fucking swaying. Like, I'm like working hard here. And I get it over, set the fucking drink down. I do all the hard part. I go to bite it to drink it, and I knock it over at that point.
Oh no.
Funniest thing I could have possibly done.
Because it was right.
It was the easiest part.
It was the easiest. Clunk, yeah.
And the fucking place just, I fell onto my back. Everyone just, I've never done that. I probably won't do it again. Like, finishing it's way cooler.
Yeah.
But it was the funniest fucking move. People were convinced I did that on purpose.
Especially because you're on a boat.
Yeah.
That raised it to, like, the fact that they thought that was premeditated.
Yeah.
Is such a dope thing.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, he's going to try that here. Like, that's
it was the
whole
best
other level.
It was the best I've ever done on the ship.
That's cool.
They said it was the best non-music act they've had. So the best non-music act they've had.
What other acts do they have? They have comedy, magic.
They'll have like other like juggling type.
Oh, okay.
They'll get jugglers or they'll get like
or the balance.
Acrobatic. Crazy shoot your things with your feet kind of chicks and dudes and I don't know, little circus that you can fit on a cruise ship.
It is wild to me because was the girl shooting on the you went on the tour
on my other tour,
yeah she was shooting things with her feet.
Yeah,
I always feel like it's so unnecessarily extraordinary.
Yeah,
it's one of those things where I'm like, oh, like we've already figured out how to do it the best way.
Look,
so you're gonna be the best at doing it the worst way.
And this chick, her name's Arissa Kelly. Look her up. 2 million views. She's been on Britain's Got Talent. It's crazy. Yeah. And I literally told her, I'm like, people literally fly you around the world to watch you shoot a bow incorrectly.
Yeah.
That's your whole job.
Yeah.
That's your job description.
Not only incorrectly.
The worst way.
Yeah. This is you couldn't find a harder way to shoot a bow. And I think maybe that's the point.
She literally, at one point,
if you could do that with other things, what would that look like, you know?
All I know is it's so dangerous because she's balancing on her hands. She's got the bow in her feet. She's trying to aim it. She can't see the arrow, right? Because she can only look like this, right?
Yeah.
This is a perfect example. Anyways, she shouts to me one day. She says, Wes, has my arrow fallen out of the whatever they call a little slot?
Crosshair. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? And she's like yelling at me as she's balancing there, this fucking thing locked and cocked. And I'm like, what? I don't even know what she means. And she's like, oh, fuck it. And she just lets it fly. And luckily it was fine. It caught the edge of the thing. But I'm like, as if your default was to shoot it anyways.
Yeah, or to ask you.
Yeah, I'm like, what am I going to do? You're upside down. I wouldn't even know what part of you to grab.
Yeah, you just finished chugging a beer with your knees.
Yeah, I'm not qualified. Yeah.
It's like, where is this arrow going to land, Wes? You're like, huh?
Yeah, but like that. Yeah, it's like basically like, oh, I can do heart surgery, but I use my anus.
Yeah,
right. Like
that's what I'm saying. What are the
someone
other
hold
things?
Me up.
It's like, yeah, I play hacky sack with my hands.
Yeah,
is that more impressive? Because it's wronger.
Yeah, I guess
it's
that's
more
what America,
wrong.
So. Did with football, they're like, yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah,
we'll play football the worst way.
Yeah.
Catch.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah, doing anything with your feet seems like an achievement.
Yeah.
Every time you hear about somebody's like, oh, they can draw with their feet.
Yeah.
Or they can eat with their feet.
If you got
he
no
drives
arms,
with his feet.
Love it.
Yeah.
Like, let's go.
That's true.
Yeah.
If she loses her arms.
Yeah.
No, because she won't be able to do the handstand.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's why it makes it more unnecessary. Like, she needs the arms to do the handstand so she can be upside down.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of, yeah.
What's an equivalent?
Like, in your own life.
Yeah.
Do you do anything unnecessarily?
I do everything with my feet. Yeah. I've been training. I've been training. There is the guy on TikTok that he walks on his hands. He's been walking like a quadruped. I don't know. Like
Wow.
Yeah. And using his hands like always. And his forearms now, he's been doing it for like a year. His forearms are like girthy just all the way around. And his hand muscles. And now he's just like, he can stand on one hand. He can like do, it's crazy how nimble he is. Pull this guy up.
Why?
Guy walks on hands for a year.
Man, you got to look like a fucking weirdo in public though, right? Yeah.
No. What do you mean? They know you're doing it for a TikTok.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy. No, for sure. Like you're dropping your kids off at school.
Like,
the fucking kids got to go to school. They're like,
they're on your back. You just lean over and they crawl off.
Oh, look at this guy.
This guy walks like a dog.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Well, all fours for every day, like a human dog. Here's why. And if you go, and there's a video, go to TikTok.
TikTok doesn't work on these platforms very well.
TikTok has everything.
No, but like, it doesn't work on the desktop very well. That's why we can't use it very often.
There you go. The link here. Yeah.
It might not play though.
No. These are other ones. These are not the guys. Those are not the man I'm talking about. Anyways, I was very impressed.
I like the people that commit. Like the guy with the big ass.
What guy, the big ass?
The big butt guy that's on TikTok with a mustache.
Oh, yeah. That's not his butt, though.
No? If he committed, that's great. He might have committed.
Yeah. Actually,
I think he might have committed.
I met him. And
we met him.
You were there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I met him and Wes was with me when I met him.
I had to stand 6 feet behind and let my head down and I'll let him look anyone in the eyes. That's where Chris meets other YouTubers.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can tell because we're both dressed up like Instagram ads.
Yeah. But yeah, because I took a good look on long look at his ass.
Same. And it was very, I think it's a silicone. I think it's like he slips into it.
It's pretty nice.
It is nice. It has jiggle and motion to it like a real ass would.
It's a BBL. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. Pull them up a picture of this guy.
BBL, I thought it was big butt lift, but it's Brazilian butt lift, isn't it?
Yeah, just like a Brazilian wax. I
fucked that up.
The Brazilian thing throws me off.
Yeah. Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Bilzerian.
Bilzerian jiu-jitsu. That's where you fight only models.
That's where you beat the shit out of women. You ever hear of Bilzerian jiu-jitsu?
you play poker and fight hot women.
Yeah, and choke women out of their money.
Yeah, that's a real bum right there. Look at that guy. He loves it. Because his shorts are so tidy little whiteies.
He's doing a lot of athletic things, though.
That's what I'm saying. Look at that.
That's a nice shot.
See, it's got to be a reel.
Yeah, children chasing him is a weird, weird thing.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Better than him.
I swear to God, he's like, he reminds me of Steve Irwin. You look at him like this, right?
The short, beige, skin-colored shorts.
Cock flapping.
Tell me that wasn't a thing, though. I couldn't have been the only one thinking to myself.
I never thought of it until you said it.
No?
Thinking what?
That eventually, like in the cut somewhere, they've got his, they have to have his cock.
Steve Irwin's?
Yeah. He's always bent over and these he's got these skin colored shorts and I always feel like I'm gonna see his cock.
Yeah.
The, and because he bends over to like pick up the snakes and stuff and they ride up to here and I'm like somewhere in the cut in the edit.
Yeah.
They're like, sorry, Steve, we gotta do that one again. The snake trouser the trouser snake just
exactly.
Yeah, I really wish I had a better ending to that joke.
Yeah, it would have been so good. You're almost there.
I know. Fuck me, man.
Yeah.
It's all Steve Irwin's fault.
It is. Fuck that guy.
Fucking asshole.
We covered it all, man. I can't believe we got to the bottom of it.
No, we got so many other things to cover.
Okay, good.
I literally got so many things to bring up.
Mm. I have some really important things I have to talk about. Artie, can you throw in some very tasteful ninja music or like ninja sound effects, please? A little bit of ninja information for you.
Ninformation?
A little ninformation. This is very important. I found this incredible. The first ninja ever was Yamato Teriyaku. I don't know. He was 13 years old, though. Okay. Ninjas carried crickets in their pockets to conceal their footsteps. Crickets are always, I don't know why. These are true facts. Ninjas.
Crickets?
Crickets, yes.
To make sounds?
They make noise so they can conceal the footsteps.
Yeah, but if there was a cricket in my house, I'd be like, gotta kill the cricket.
I think
yeah. If you were in my room and I heard a cricket, I'd be like, there's a cricket in my room, god damn it.
Yeah.
I can't sleep until that cricket's dead.
That's like, yeah, what the fuck.
Yeah,
maybe they're outside.
That's weird.
Well, the other fact was they didn't wear black, they wore navy blue. Apparently that's more invisible. It's
more stealthy.
Yeah, more stealthy.
I feel like that's wrong.
That's what I think too.
Vanta black.
Oh, well, they didn't have that.
Ninjas
black
dressed in Vanta black.
In whatever year.
The Japanese had it, dude. They didn't release it. They had it.
All right. Well, there you go.
You know how it was pronounced? I'm not going to do it. you can think about that.
Yeah.
It's fine. I was actually going to bring up something.
No, I brought it up first, though.
Of value.
I brought up the ninja.
Did you know that ninjas?
Yeah, there you go.
So clip this one. Already clipped this. Did you know that ninjas didn't wear black?
What?
They wore dark blue.
And were traditionally a lot of them women?
Yeah.
That is true. It's
most
crazy.
Of them were women.
No, most, no.
Almost most.
Some.
I've got some pretty funny things.
Okay, hit us.
Did you ever hear about the Great Stork Derby?
The Great Stork Derby, no.
In 1926, a Toronto lawyer, Charles Vance Miller, left a sizable fortune to the woman in Toronto who could give birth to the most children in the 10 years following his death, leading to a bizarre baby race among citizens of the city. And this guy was known to be a prankster.
Oh, my God.
This is all very true, by the way. In Toronto. I would have thought 100% you've heard about this before.
No.
Okay, so hold on. I'm going to fill you in here. Give me one sec. This is a wild story.
God.
The race was the product of a scheme by Charles Vance Miller, a Toronto lawyer, financier, and practical joker who bequeathed the residue of his significant...
Bequeath. It's queef.
Huh? Sorry, bequeathed. That's the funniest word I've ever heard in my life. Who bequeathed the residue of his significant estate to the woman in Toronto who could produce the most children in the decade following his death. Litigation over the validity of the contest was resolved when the Supreme Court of Canada upheld the clause's validity. So this went to the Supreme Court. The court further held the clause did not encompass children born out of wedlock or stillborn.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you can pump out some stillborn ovens, right?
Yeah. You can pump out probably 3 a year.
Yeah.
11 families competed in the baby race. 7 of them were disqualified. But eventually, Judge William Edward Middleton ruled in favor of 4 mothers who each received $110,000 for their 9 children, or $2.02 million in like 2023.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
What year was this?
This was in the 20s.
This is fucking crazy.
And then 2 of the disqualified candidates, Lillian Kenny, Pauline May Clark, each received $12,500 out of court in exchange for abandoning pending appeals. So they were trying to, they got disqualified for some reason, were appealing it, and they were like settled for 12 and a half grand back then, which would have been like 100 grand now.
Holy shit.
Wild, right?
What a bizarre, weird ass thing to do after you die.
That's, he was Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
He was the Mr. Beast of 1926. He's like, when I die, this was his video. When I die, I want the most babies possible. If you guys, whoever the person is who produces the most, this is why I'm not Mr. Beast.
It's great.
It's a very hard thing to do. Whoever makes the most babies in 10 years will get all my money.
Yeah.
And that's what he did back then.
We built a giant stroller.
Yeah.
It's huge. Yeah. Never seen anything so big.
Yeah, exactly. World's biggest diaper. I don't know.
That's great.
Yeah.
They made a movie about it in 2002.
Yeah.
The Stork Derby.
The Stork Derby.
Mr. Beast were like, the most babies you can have inside this circle.
Yeah. Inside this circle. Last one to take their hand off the baby gets to keep it. Shortest video ever.
Oh shit.
There's another one. Hold on. I got another little factoid. You like these? You like these?
No, I like good
shit.
You
like that, eh?
Anytime you got good shit, I like it.
You've heard of the dancing plague.
So much of your gut today. It's insane, dude.
I'm kind of aiming it towards you like a laser pointer.
You really are. That's something. Send that shirt back to Instagram.
It's all I'm wearing now.
Send it back to Instagram.
This is my new attire. Oh, the emu war?
The Emu War. I've heard of the Emu War. I don't remember what it is. Fuck. That's a real war.
An organized military force losing a war against a group of birds, as in the case of the Great Emu War in Australia.
I talked about this.
As a darkly humorous undertone due to the unexpected... AI didn't write this, by the way. Due to the unexpected and absurd nature of the conflict.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they freaking lost.
Yeah. Those bastards, hey? It's too bad. That's funny, though.
If every time you looked in the mirror,
yeah,
your reflection was doing something different from you, how long would it take for you to cover up or remove the mirrors in your house?
I mean, it would have to be doing something pretty weird.
Just delayed?
Yeah, I would just let it ride.
It wouldn't bug you?
I'm not going to be like, it's something wrong with the mirrors. I'd be like, there's a fucking ghost in this house. Moving the mirrors isn't going to help it.
Yeah. If someone left a pile of fentanyl near your coffee.
Yeah.
Is the next one.
Uh-huh. Really? Okay. Say it again, just lower.
This is one for everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know
the mirror thing. I don't know. Would you? Okay, hang on. I guess I just run out of my house and never go back in. I would assume there's like a haunted house situation. I wouldn't think it's the mirror's fault.
Yeah, I don't think there'd be a number of times it would happen. It would happen and you'd be fucking
Yeah,
scared.
First time and I'd fucking leave. I wouldn't be like, well, I'll just cover this up and live my life. No. Yeah. I'd be like, well, I got to get to the fucking bottom of this. I got to take it to this podcast and find out.
All right. How many people show up at your door in one day?
Yeah.
Before you start questioning whether or not they're human?
Holy fuck.
How many people need to show up?
I mean, they'd all be acting
uncoincident. Like, just it's a coincidence that people are showing up to your house nonstop all day.
10 or 12, I'd think it's like a prank.
Yeah.
But before they're not human.
Before you're like, something otherworldly is happening at this very moment. Something completely.
I think 30.
Paradigm shifting.
50 people would put me over the edge.
50 individual times people have rang your doorbell.
Yeah, but I live in an apartment, so there's lots of people. So it's like.
Your doorbell.
Yeah. So, I mean.
50?
It would take that many. Because I'll get 3 to 5 on any given day.
Right. So 6 to 10.
Six
is
to 10.
Excessive.
It's like, okay, this is fucking crazy.
10 to 20.
I start to think someone's fucking with me. I'd be like really quizzing everybody that came to the door at this point.
20 to 30.
I'm still in the realm of what is happening right now, I think.
40 to 50, you're expecting it.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not even leaving the door. I got a beer.
The door's open.
And I'm just waiting for the next person.
For more people to come.
Yeah, exactly. Trick or treat, motherfuckers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to start.
Is 50 where you call someone?
I think, honestly, at 20, I start inviting them in and make them stay. I'm going to collect them now.
Do you?
I'm collecting them.
Do you start calling your family, though?
I start calling you.
Yeah, be like, hey, dude, you wouldn't believe what happened to me today. 28 people individually rang my doorbell.
I would call down to my front desk, too. I'd be like, what's going on? Why are so many people up here?
Yeah.
I would try to stop it.
Oh, by the way, none of them have eyes.
3.
Okay. There it is. How long are we going?
We got 1 hour and 3 minutes.
Dang, I'm good, dude.
I said it 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, we had to cut 3 minutes of the podcast.
Not if I was running this.
There'd be an extra four to this one.
Oh, good. I saved my white court. I gotta save a good white court story for the Patreon.
I got a few things too I gotta cover in the Patreon.
Sorry, I didn't. I just, there's something. It's gonna get weird on the my story, and I don't know if it's gonna be acceptable, so I'm just gonna throw it out there later. Sorry, guys. Next time.
I just want to say thank you to everybody following us over on the Patreon. You guys have been coming in numbers, enjoying the podcasts. We really appreciate it here. And we're not going to fire Green again this week like we said we would last week. He doesn't watch them, so he doesn't know.
Shit, eh?
So we're going to prolong it for another week because you guys have been good. You guys have been nice to him.
Thank you.
So, you know.
Thanks, everybody.
And tell three friends. We love you. Bye.
Fuck yeah.
Bye.
Bottom of the barrel. Hey. Bottom of the barrel. Hey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.